Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, everybody, we have some breaking news. Donald Trump was reportedly left out of a very important briefing by top Pentagon officials because they couldn't trust the President of the United States. A new Wall Street Journal report details how military advisors intentionally excluded the president as he was spiraling, as the war was continuing, and as Trump was threatening civilization-ending actions that Iranians would never come back from again. Basically, he threatened to wipe out 93 million Iranians, the entire population. Here we are today on Sunday, April 19th, and Trump is rinsing and repeating those same attacks on Truth Social, but I already made a video about this. The new news that we have says a stunning report from the Wall Street Journal reveals that military advisors intentionally excluded Donald Trump from the command room during the recent high-stakes operation to extract a U.S. downed airman in Iran because they feared his erratic behavior could jeopardize the mission. According to the Wall Street Journal, Trump was in such a volatile state after Iran shot down a U.S. jet that he had spent hours screaming at aides in the West Wing, obsessing over the political fallout and invoking Jimmy Carter in the 1979 hostage crisis. Officials made the call to limit his access, only briefing him at meaningful moments instead of giving him real-time control. But it gets even worse. We're going to break all of this down as the Trump admin continues to spiral. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And I just want to back up and jump into what Kash Patel is currently talking about on Fox News, because our FBI director is currently in a scandal of his own creation after he is being hit by dozens of allegations at the FBI, all fact-checked by The Atlantic, that he is a relentless drunk, that he is religiously drunk, oftentimes sleeping in, not waking up, not answering his door. They one time almost had to knock down the door with SWAT tools because our FBI director was so drunk. So think about this. Donald Trump is creating an environment in the world where things are more dangerous. Iran has more regional control. We're lifting sanctions on Russia. We're lifting sanctions on other countries and making the world incredibly dangerous. Trump is starting wars, pissing off other countries, and our FBI director is drunk all the time. Our counterterrorism director resigned, and our director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, isn't even listened to by the president, and our president himself is being locked out of the room by the generals. I'm gonna say something crazy here. I think that that's the good thing to do. I think the generals in this scenario should keep our decrepit old president locked out of the situation room when he is spiraling. In fact, this war would have likely gone a lot better or not have started in the first place if our experienced generals were leading the way based on their war planning and the game planning and all the war games they've done, rather than Trump leading the way based on his instinct. Let's take a listen to this clip of Kash Patel. I want to paint a picture of an administration in disarray. We've got drunks defending themselves on state regime media known as Fox News. We've got Donald Trump being locked out of the room. Make sure you drop a like below. We'll dig into this all.
Let me move on, because there is this scathing article about you in the Atlantic magazine.
Oh my God, wait, sorry. Look at this guy's eyes when the article gets brought up. I'm just gonna zoom in on him.
Let me move on, because there is this scathing article about you in the
He's not looking too good here.
Atlantic magazine. The Atlantic magazine director is alleging that you have a drinking problem, that it is getting in the way of your work running the FBI. What is your response this morning to this article?
Look, Maria, you and I have been at this together for a long time, whether I was leading the investigation on Russiagate back in the House or my time in the Trump admin one and now. And the results, I say, speak for themselves. If the fake news mafia isn't hitting you personally with baseless information in Washington, D.C., then you're not doing your job. And it's louder than ever because this FBI, under President Trump's brilliant leadership and backing the blue and backing law enforcement, this FBI has the most prolific year in crime reduction in the United States history. A 20% reduction in the homicide rate, a 20-point drop in opioid overdose deaths. We have found and identified 6,300 child victims, 6,300 kids get to go home to their kids. That's a 30% increase. Seizing enough fentanyl to kill 180 million Americans, that's a 31% increase. Our deal with China, where we stopped the flow of fentanyl precursors, our historic engagement thanks to President Trump in Busan. And our work continues. We've captured 8 of the top 10 most wanted few.
Okay, whoa. Did he even address the drunken allegations, or did he just launch into a pre-scripted, clear, teleprompted, written speech about all these stats that are very, very exaggerated? Let's just go to the actual source material. They call this a primary source in school. It's the original video of Kash Patel getting drunk with our men's hockey team while he was supposed to be on an international work trip representing the United States to de-escalate and make sure there was security going on after Trump had, you know, made a bunch of blusterous comments. No, this is totally not a guy with low impulse control who can't control his alcoholism. This is totally not somebody who is abusing taxpayer dollars to continue to party. We have more clips of Kash Patel, but can we... I have more clips to play for you of Kash Patel, but I think it's important we return to Donald Trump's debacle for one moment, because the opening of this Wall Street Journal article is incredibly embarrassing. This entire administration, from Pete Hegseth, Kash Patel, Donald Trump, to even former members like Kristi Noem, Pam Bondi, should all be ashamed. It says, it seems like Trump's appetite for risk had run out. His fears were ramping up. It was Good Friday afternoon in nearly empty West Wing office, soon after the president learned that an American jet had been shot down in Iran with 2 airmen missing. Trump screamed at aides for hours. The Europeans aren't helping, he said repeatedly. Gas prices averaged $4.09. Images of the 1979 Iranian hostage crisis, one of the biggest international policy failures of a presidency in recent times, had been looming large in his mind. People who've spoken to him have said, if you look at what happened to Jimmy Carter with the helicopters and the hostages, it cost them the election, Trump had said. What a mess. Trump demanded that the military go get them immediately, but the U.S. hadn't been on the ground in Iran since the government overthrow that led to the hostage crisis, and they needed to figure out how to get into treacherous Iran terrain and avoid Tehran's own military. Aides kept the president out of the room as they got minute-by-minute updates because they believed his impatience wouldn't be helpful. Instead, updating him at meaningful moments, senior administration official said. Wow, this is not leadership. How many times on the Adam Mockler show or on CNN have I spoken about how we need patient leaders that we can look up to for moral clarity? And the MAGA supporters always say, oh, you shouldn't be looking to DC for moral clarity. They're all immoral. Well, dude, I think that says more about your leaders, the Republican leaders, than the leaders that I've looked up to throughout my life. I looked up to Barack Obama. I looked up to Joe Biden. I looked up to all of the former presidents and many governors and many congressmen and women, of course. I look up to Nancy Pelosi. I look up to AOC. I look up to these people as leaders who can provide moral clarity. The idea that Republicans can't is very sad. And now I see why. They have an impatient man who can't even push in the right direction. But at least they can look up to, like, Kash Patel, right?
About the mission, because every time I see President Trump, he says this repeatedly, that the election was rigged in 2020. I mean, he says it all the time. We all know that. And it's almost getting lost because he says it so much. You've been at the FBI now 14 months. Have you done anything about that? And do you have anything to tell us about that?
Absolutely, Maria. Look, I've been with the president nearly since day one on this. As I told you earlier, I was the one that led the effort with folks like Trey Gowdy, Johnny Ratcliffe, and Devin Nunes.
Oh my God, he is like groveling for his job right now. He knows that he's going to be fired, so he's appealing to Trump's 2020 election rig. Oh my God, this is just despicable. This is a man who knows he's about to lose. He's like, I've been with the president since day one on his most important lie.
Absolutely, Maria. Look. I've been with the president nearly since day one on this. As I told you
nearly.
Earlier, I was the one that led the effort with folks like Trey Gowdy, Johnny Ratcliffe, and Devin Nunes to expose the corruption that tried to thwart President Trump's first presidential election run. And we saw the FISA abuses there. And I lived through it, and the media came at me then, too. That just shows you that when you're over the target, you keep pummeling the target because the media's going to try and pummel you. We are not going to take this and have not taken this laying down. We did already indict former Director Comey, and that's going through the judicial process. But
dude, it must hurt to have to distort reality this much to uphold your image. I do a lot of work to keep my public image, you know, healthy, make sure that, you know, people have a good, respectful view of me as a person online. And this dude is spinning himself in circles because he got caught as a drunk. So now he's doubling down on the lies for Daddy Trump, and he's on Fox News trying to lie about his entire thesis on politics. It's just so incredibly despicable. But what more can you expect from this administration? Back to the airman. One airman was recovered quickly, but it wasn't until late Saturday that Trump received word that the second airman had been rescued in the high-stakes extraction. What could have turned into the lowest point in Trump's two terms wouldn't. After 2 a.m., Trump, too, went to bed. 6 hours later, the chest-thumping president was back with another audacious gamble to loosen Iran's grip on its most powerful point of leverage, the Strait of Hormuz. Quote, "Open the fucking strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell," he blasted on social media Easter morning from the White House residence, adding an Islamic prayer to the post. A president who thrives on drama is bringing an even more intense version of his unorthodox, maximalist approach to a new situation, fighting a war. He's veering between belligerent and conciliatory approaches and grappling behind the scenes with just how badly things could go wrong, and in my opinion, have gone wrong. So much so that he doesn't want people telling him the truth. This is the main thing that we need to take away from this. When Donald Trump is in a very stressful situation, he pushes people away who can tell him the truth. Remember during COVID where he, rather than listening to Dr. Fauci, said his own random bullshit about hydroxychloroquine and the idea that you can inject bleach in your arm? I remember. It was awful. Remember after the 2020 election when he pushed away his real lawyers, like real operators, like Bill Barr, who I disagree with. I disagree with William Barr, and I disagree with Mike Pence on a lot of things. But Mike Pence and Bill Barr told Trump the election wasn't stolen. He pushed them away, and he embraced Rudy Giuliani. He embraces the freaks in politics, and it's sickening. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.